What is going on, my wonderful listenership? Byron Pringle here with a Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Today I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes from Brian Tracy. And he says, effective performance is preceded by painstaking preparation. Now, we can't underestimate the importance of being prepared, but what if I told you that you can maximize your performance effectively by understanding your why and your how? On today's episode, we will be diving into the importance of understanding your why and how, and how these two questions, once answered, can provide a sense of direction in your life. So go ahead and grab your Java juice and find a comfortable spot, because today's episode is about to start. Calling all podcast junkies. I'm sure you've all thought about starting your own podcast. Well, there is no better time than now. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also help get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout provides all the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and receive a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. What is going on, my beautiful and talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Just a friendly reminder, if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And after today's episode, do me a favor, head over to our Twitter page and follow me there at Coach with Byron. Aside from posting our daily inspirational quotes, I'm also posting life hacks and strategies on how to become a better version of yourself through self-improvement and mindset growth. Now, speaking of coaching, I'm also offering initial free coaching sessions. If you're interested in being coached by me, send me an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. Use subject line, Coach with Byron. If you would like to become a sponsor on our show, send us an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. Use subject line, sponsorship. We are offering both a opening or mid-roll slots for 60 seconds for only $35, or you can sponsor the entire episode for only $100. Our podcast reaches hundreds of listeners every week. Now talk about a great way to get some market exposure for your company. Hey guys, welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Today we are recording episode 18, The Why and the How. And I just want to say thank you guys for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join me today on this episode. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Today we really want to hone in on this model. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, this is a huge game changer. Now for many of you guys, I know that you guys are listening to this, we're all familiar with goals. Establishing goals, trying to figure out what we want to do. And I know 2021 is coming up. We're all notorious on setting New Year's resolutions and how important it is. But yet, here's the thing, like New Year's resolution goals usually die off by March 1st, if not sooner. Why? Because we don't identify on our goals. So today we're going to use the why and how model on how to really enhance our goals and to help enhance our productivity and provide clear direction. So, but before we get into it, I just want to share a quick story here, which there's a point to it. So trust me, I'm just not rambling here. So the other week I bought a planner from Amazon, and I was telling myself how I really want to start getting away from using my phone so much, because I've been using my phone, obviously with my business, I use my phone for just about everything, uploading my podcast episodes, editing my website, social media with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, just all the different apps and everything that I'm using my business for is on my phone. So the one thing I was using my phone for was managing my calendar schedule. And I'm going to tell you, it was just a whole lot. And so I decided to take away that piece on managing with my phone, and I bought a planner. Now, I do want to say that everyone should not underestimate the power of a pen when it's put against paper, because it provides a visual, for one. It's black and white, it's right in front of you, and it helps kind of clear the monopoly of everything on your phone. So with my coaching business that I'm starting, it's really helped me enhance on my productivity, because I can see from, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, this is what I'm going to do, 8 o'clock in the morning, this is what I'm going to do. And when I do my morning routine, which we've talked about in past episodes, I would use scripting in the Savers acronym. So scripting is more for journaling. So I do my scripting in the morning when I wake up. So I do my meditation, I have my coffee afterwards, and then I sit down with my planner and I write out three items I want to accomplish personally for the day, and three items I want to accomplish business-wise. And I enter that in on my planner. So then I can then plan on the day parts on what I'm going to complete. So say, for example, if I want to go on a 30-minute walk, so I'll put that on my personal line. And then I can figure out throughout the day, 30 minutes, this is what I'm going to do from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. I am going to go on my 30-minute walk. And then as the day progresses, then I go ahead and update my planner as things come up. Because, I mean, let's be honest, life is unpredictable. And that's why it's so important for us to make goals and utilize the why and how model to help enhance these goals, to ensure that we actually get these goals taken care of and done with. I just want to let you guys know, like, a planner will save so much time. It provides some organization in your day. So I do highly recommend getting a planner. So another thing I do want to mention is, with life, we do very little planning on paper. But if we're, say, for example, if we're starting a business, we would actually, so say, for example, if you're going to start a business with me, you'd call me up on the phone, bring, bring, and I'd pick up and you'd say, "Hey, Byron, I really want to start a business today." And I'd be like, "Awesome, let's do this." And so we're sitting down, and what are we going to do? Well, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to write out a business plan. We're going to come up with a plan on how we can start this business effectively from ground up. Now, a lot of people, they don't do that with their personal lives, which I think that's kind of really odd, because we'll put a lot of time and effort in planning a business, but yet we don't do any kind of planning, any kind of direction for our own personal lives. Because here's the thing. Your business plan provides a sense of direction. It measures benchmarks from point A to point B. Business plan would also hold you accountable through projections and milestones, things that you want to accomplish for your business. But yet we don't do anything like that in our personal lives, like setting up a savings or making time to spend with our spouse or significant other one, or maybe getting in shape. We talk about it, but we don't put it on pen and paper. And that's me just at my my planner here. But, you know, we don't take the time to do it. So the planning process usually falls short. And then when we get out there to do it, we don't have any sense of direction. So this is why the why and how model is very important. My advice, treat your personal life like you're starting your own business. This is your business. This is Byron's business. This is your business. Your business of your personal life. You know, what can you do to maximize the effectiveness, the journey that we're on? What are we doing to become a better version of ourselves? It's like the compound effect. I don't know if you guys read the book. I highly recommend it. But overall, we want to try to improve ourselves by 1%. You know, we're not asking for, you know, double digits, but what can you do today to be a better version of yourself from yesterday. And if we increase by 1%, which it doesn't sound like a large margin, but 1% makes a difference over, you know, a month, 30 days, 30% better, you know, then you continuously push and push. But, you know, again, it starts with writing. What can we do to become better? And again, when you scribe in the morning for savers, I highly recommend three things you want to personally accomplish on a personal level and three things you want to accomplish from a business standpoint or from a career standpoint. First of all, we want to understand your goal. Like, you need to understand the objective, your goal. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do better in your life? So this is the start of the why and how model here, is understand, define what you want to improve on. So say, for example, if you want to improve on your fitness, if you want to improve on your relationship, or maybe your job, whatever it might be, maybe you want to start your own business, whatever it might be, you need to identify what it is, because obviously you need to know what you want to improve on or what you want to pursue. So a couple things I do want to point out here is why goals are so important. So first and foremost, goals gives you focus. Goals allows you to measure progress from point A to point B. Goals also keep you locked in and undistracted. Goals helps you overcome procrastination. And yes, finally, goals gives you motivation. It gives you something to shoot for. So again, focus measures progress. It locks you in, you're undistracted, you overcome procrastination, and it gives you motivation. So key points for goals here. So again, identify what you want to accomplish and what you want to become better of. That's the first part here. So let's go ahead and move into the why. Why is so important. Now, a lot of people, they don't take the time to dig into the reason why they want to. You know, of course, you know, we want to go to the gym to lose weight. Well, why? Why do you want to lose weight? Why are you wanting to change who you are today? But we don't tell ourselves. And that's where we really fall short, when we don't have that reasoning, a detailed reasoning as to why we want to lose weight. Or, you know, why do we want to develop I know this sounds silly, but a deeper connection with our spouse. You know, I mean, I come home every day. My spouse is there, you know, and she comes home, I'm there, you know. So, I mean, why would you want to do anything more? Now, again, silly question, but things that we don't often think about and things that we take for granted. Another why is, you know, why would you want to better yourself in your career? Well, first of all, if we want to lose weight, we want to get in shape because we want to live longer. We want to be able to experience our grandchildren. We want to experience what, you know, maybe 2050 is going to look like. You know, just depending on your reasoning as to why you want to lose weight. But overall, you just want to get in shape to live longer, to spend more time with your friends and family. And that's a pretty big why in my book. So it gives you a little bit more meaning. It gives you a little bit more cushion as far as why it's so important. You know, you want to develop a deeper connection with your spouse because you absolutely love them. They make you a better person. You want to return on that by spending more time with them, getting to know them more and more. Because a lot of times when we get in relationships, well, I'm dating him or I'm dating her, we move in together, and that's it. You know, I mean, you don't really spend a lot of time, one-on-one time with each other, besides being at home or crossing each other when you're sleeping or when you're going to work or whatever. Why? Why do you want to develop a deeper connection? Because I value them. I love them. I want to be there for them emotionally. So, you know, that would be a big why on that. If you want to become more successful in your career, well, why do you want to become more successful? Why are you wanting to do more than what you're doing now? Well, because I want to get promoted. I want to move into a VP position or a district manager position, whatever it might look like. And you want a certain lifestyle that you can accomplish at the level you're in now, but you can accomplish that lifestyle that you desire with this promotion. So you want to invest more time. So that would be a big why on it. So again, as much detail you can provide in your why, it gives you more meaning as to why you want to accomplish this goal. Moving on, define your how. Now your hows, a lot of people, they jump from goal, okay, I want to lose weight, this is how I'm going to lose weight. Well, in my opinion, your how is important, yes, but your why is even more important. But your how, we need to identify as to how you can accomplish your goals. So, for example, in the fitness, how are you going to lose weight? Well, I will set aside 3 1-hour segments. I will work out Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I'm going to dedicate these times from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays to go to the gym. As detailed, again, like your why, you need to be very, very detailed. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to set aside 3 1-hour segments per week. Well, you did not define the time. You did not define the day. You did not define the workout routine that you're going to do. You know, just be as detailed as possible. And you need to block those times out. So then you need to let your spouse know, hey, I'm going to the gym Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. You know, make sure everybody's on the same page. No one's calling you. No one's bothering you. And just be very determined on achieving your goal. But again, you need to be as detailed as possible in order to make this work. As far as relationships, you know, I know I realize, especially if you have kids, yeah, life can get crazy. So you need to set some time aside for you and your spouse. So maybe Thursday nights might work best. Your spouse is off, you're off, you can get a babysitter. So every Thursday night, you guys dedicate for date night. Limit cell phone usage. That's a big thing too. Limit your time on your cell phones and be able and be available for them at that time. Another how towards career wise, if you want to double your sales, well, you should plan on, if you're doing 3% one quarter, you want to double 6% to show that you are very enthusiastic, you want that promotion, and then get more invested in your teams. However that will look, but to allow yourself to be invested in your job, so then when that promotion comes around, you can qualify for it. But you got to really define the how. How are you going to get qualified for this position? You know, you need to show up and do your job and do your job really well. That is what I have for the goal, the why, and the how. So the why how method there, or the model. I really want you guys to really sink your teeth in and utilize it. So your call to action today is identify your goal, what you want to accomplish, and then ask the why and the how. Why is it so important for you, and how is it achievable? So again, define what you want to improve on. Second, define why it's so important for you. And third, define the how. How can you turn your goal into reality? All right, guys, that is all the time we have on today's episode. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules and listen to this podcast. I really greatly appreciate it, and I hope that I made some sort of impact in your life today. And if you guys haven't yet, head over to subscribe to our show so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. And if you found value in today's episode, please share it on your Facebook page, on your Instagram, and let other people find us, because we only grow when you share our content. And if you're streaming this on Apple Podcasts, please drop us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more listeners. So if you can do that, I'd greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys like I do at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys. I appreciate all you. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you.